What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Dark Therapy Session. The session is now open. My name is Arsenio Mash. You can follow me on Instagram at RSAYSR. And with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janu at Brandon Janu Show on Instagram. What's up, Mr. Brandon? How you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm here. I was about to say I'm doing good, and I was like, I won't fake it for the people. I'm good. I'm here. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, man.
Y'all about to lie like a motherfucker. Oh, I'm doing great. You know, just a good day in the neighborhood. You know,
that's how right. It goes. Doing damn well.
About to lie like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah, facts.
Nothing's wrong with me today. Nothing at all. Nothing wrong with me. Let's move it along.
I don't need this therapy session today. We don't need to talk.
Yeah.
I'm perfect. Beautiful today.
Not a dark cloud around me at all.
Right. What's it called, man? If y'all didn't catch it last on Saturday, we had a dope ass episode number 22, oh, Disconnected. We had Darius Chambers, Mr. DC from What the Shit Podcast, and we had Ms. Kwamea from Pillow Talk with the T. We had a great ass conversation, man. It was fun as hell to do as well. And it was last minute. And to have them hop on kind of last minute, you know what I'm saying? I think I sent out the message. Well, I asked you first, obviously, but then I made a little group chat or whatever, and they hopped on within an hour. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool as fuck. So thanks to them for hopping on and doing that, man. That shit was fun as hell. I listened back to it yesterday.
His day, Arsene knows he can just hit me up, be like, "Hey, you want to do a podcast tonight? Yeah, let's do a podcast tonight." If I'm not like super busy, I'm like, "Hell yeah, let's do a podcast tonight." You might be the only you and like DC might be the only two people that could like just hit me up, be like, "Hey, you free?"
Yeah, word.
Come on, let's do something. Like, all right, let's do it.
Why not, right? And I know I can count on you too. I know I can call you, and you'd be like, "If you can, you will. And if you can't, you can't." You know what I'm saying? For sure.
And it was Saturday. I wasn't doing shit.
No doubt. No doubt. Nah, I was getting the itch, man. I was getting the itch. And oh, I did want to say this for real, was that all day Saturday, I was in the shittiest mood. I fucking hated life and everything that was in it, yo, Saturday. So to be able to get on and hop on with my people, man, I got to be honest, man, it really helped a lot. My spirits was uplifted for Sunday. It really made me look forward to today, you know what I'm saying, for us doing this. And I just wanted to say thanks, man, for real. I appreciate that shit a lot. And I know y'all probably don't even realize it, man, but it really did lift my spirits. Straight up.
Well, when you hit me up, I was like, you hit me up for a reason. So yeah. I know you. So, because I'm the same way. I'm the same way. So if I hit somebody up, it's for a reason.
Yeah.
It's for a reason. And I think you starting to get to the point where you like podcasting is like, keep me from killing motherfuckers.
So let me go. I'm glad you said that. I am really glad you said that, because it is the fucking truth, man. It does keep me from killing motherfuckers, man.
That's me. I clearly know what you're going through. Like, let me go and do this podcast before I fuck somebody up today.
Facts, man. Like, let me get this shit off my chest. Even if I don't talk about what's frustrating me, or even if I don't talk about the things that I'm going through or whatnot, just the fact that I can get together with y'all and we can just sit and bullshit and laugh, that's enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Word. But we got a dope-ass topic. Actually, since we had a sponsored episode 21, and it was such a good idea, we decided to kind of continue this versus thing. So Mr. Brandon came up with a dope ass topic and some dope ass FMKs. I hope y'all enjoy the FMKs today. Boy, oh boy. It's a good one. This one's going to be difficult. So hold on until the end of the episode.
Oh my God. I'm starting to get to the point where I don't even like my own goddamn genius. I'm starting. I'm like, I'm putting myself in a box. I don't like this shit at all, bro. I'm like, I can't wait for RC to say FMK, so I'll be like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. I'll come up with one eventually. But you do such a good job at it. So, you know, we just going to continue, keep doing that until we can't no more.
Yo, I'm like, yo, this is getting goddamn, I'm getting frustrated with myself because I'm putting myself in a box.
Facts. I get it.
Oh, my God.
So, what's today's topic, man?
Introverted versus comfort zone, man.
Boy.
Yeah. I think a lot of people forget that they think it's the same, but it's really not.
Yeah.
Because I'm introverted, I just won't be in my comfort zone all day. But it's not the same. It's not even close to the same.
Yeah.
It's not even the same.
No, you're right. Because you can be introverted and not want to talk to anybody and feel comfortable with not talking to anybody. But at the same time, you can be some people's comfort zone is not being introverted, being extroverted, doing other things. Or if you're introverted, you may not necessarily feel comfortable being by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You may not feel comfortable being alone or even being introverted. You may not even feel comfortable with. Right?
Yeah.
Or wrong. Am I wrong? I could be wrong. Listen, just tell me I'm wrong.
Listen. If y'all listen to episode 21, I posted some clips. We are not motherfucking English and science teachers. We don't know shit. We just podcast, talk shit all day. We don't know shit. It might be true. I don't know. I say asking the wrong goddamn person. I'm just gonna say what he is. I'm gonna say yeah, just for the hell of it. Like hell yeah. Both of us getting called out for it. No, the fuck y'all not. That's not right. You know
what I'm saying? Between a pronoun and an adjective and a noun, is a pro adjective a thing? Because I don't even know. It could be even a fucking thing. I don't even know.
Is that pro adjective?
I don't know. I never heard of it before, but it could be something.
Hey, man, I haven't been in school in 10 years. That shit might be right. I don't know.
Word. Nah, but, you know, I guess being introverted is, you know, just kind of not, it's obviously the opposite of extroverted. So you're not necessarily social. You're not necessarily out there trying to hang out with people. You're not, you know, being alone, I guess, or being comfortable with the people that's in your home or around you. You know what I'm saying? That could definitely lead to, I don't even know where I was going with it, but there is a thing with it though, being introverted. So if we're going to verse them, how would you kind of, you know, compare and contrast being introverted to a comfort zone?
Oh shit, I hated this goddamn comparing and contrast shit when I was in school. Let me go ahead and say that.
Yeah, back to the school shit. Facts.
Fucking the Venn diagrams. Oh my God, you suck my dick. Man, I hated that shit. Oh my God, I hated that shit. I guess if I'm comparing and contrast this shit.
I took it straight to school.
Yeah, he's like a prank of trash. I was like, fuck. I was like, let me remember what the fuck I learned.
Let me remember what that means.
Yeah, I guess if I was gonna say it, but introverted, like you said, I think it's more so of a physical box you're putting yourself into. I think a comfort zone is more mental.
Okay.
Where introvert is being more outwardly being like, I don't want to be around you today. I don't want to be around a motherfucker, so leave me the fuck alone. Don't talk to me. Don't say shit to me. That's introverted. Like, I'd rather be in the house by my fucking self than to be outside trying to adjust shit and try to be like, you know what I'm saying? Try to talk to people. It's like, that's not me. That's more of a physical action. You know what I'm saying? You're physically going out your way not to talk to people. And where is it in the comfort zone? It's more mental. We've talked about this before. It's more of a mental like stability, because there's a lot of places you could go and be in your comfort zone just because you're by yourself.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Just because you're by yourself and, you know, maybe you are talking to people. But that's more of a mental thing. I don't think that's more physical. I think it's more mental because a comfort zone could be anything. True. We've even said that. A comfort zone could be anything. You said your comfort zone could be talking to people. So it's about more of a I think that's kind of why I felt like this is perfect, because introvert is more of a physical action. Mm-hmm. And comfort zone is more of a mental. It's like you can be in a comfort zone, but your comfort zone could be anywhere.
That makes sense.
Introvert is more outwardly. You're physically doing it. You're taking the action to be introverted. Whereas comfort zone, it depends on where you're at in your mind to be comfort. True. So
facts. That is true. And, you know, being introverted doesn't mean you're not necessarily comfortable being introverted. I mean, you know, I mean, shit, the main word or whatever the fuck that shit is going back to school of comfort zone is comfort, to be comfortable. And doesn't mean just because you're introverted, that you're comfortable. Right. Being
RSA, break it down. Use your words. What's the syllable?
Shit. You know, some people may not even feel comfortable being introverted, seriously, you know, and you may want to break out of that, and you may want to, you know, be this, or you may dream of being this extroverted person. And, but you know, at the same time, you're scared to step out. You're scared to make that leap into becoming an extrovert. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't necessarily mean being in people's faces all the time, hanging out with people all the time and stuff like that, though that does help. You know, extroverted just means, you know, going to the store and smiling at somebody, saying hi, you know what I mean? Or holding the door open for somebody. Those kind of things, you know, being, you know, nice and shit like that to the people that's around you. I noticed, like, you know, I consider myself a little more introverted, but when I'm out there, I'm a little bit of an extrovert, you know what I'm saying? I smile, I say hi to people, I talk to people and stuff like that. I pretend, if you will, a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I pretend like as if I'm this person that I'm not a little bit, so that it kind of gets me through the day a little easier, and it makes the day go by five.
It's ironic because I went to go get breakfast this morning, and like it's like the small place I go get like food from. It's like a small restaurant. It really does feel like a bodega in New York. Yeah. It's like really small. Like you go in there, get your food. You can order it, call them in, and you go get your food. And yeah, I feel that too. Like I walk in there, I'm the only black guy that probably know what the fuck this is.
Right.
So there's a bunch of white old men looking at me like, how the fuck you know about this place? Who told him where we hang out at? Like, yeah. Like, who the fuck told him where we hang out at? Who's this? Like, and I go in and I'm smiling and I'm like, you know, hopefully they don't pull out no guns on me. I'm good. Cause it is Texas.
Everybody so got a gun.
Everybody got a gun, especially in Texas. The motherfuckers got probably like two or three. But just because. It's called the Monday and the Tuesday guns. You know how they go. You know?
Yeah, facts. Whatever goes best with the outfit that you got on that
day. Yeah. This shit fit my boots a little bit better, but this one right here hugs a little bit more. If you hit the motherfucker right with the, you know, shit like that. But so I go in there this morning. And I exactly am the same way with you. Like, it's like, sometimes you go out there, I would say pretending. I would say pretending, but I think I do it just so I don't get fucked up. Oh, I don't fuck somebody up. More so, I don't fuck somebody up. Right. Because you play with me the wrong way, or you say something, or you do something the wrong way to me.
Okay.
It might go a little left. You might think you're going to win, but it's like, yeah, don't get the hype fooled you. Don't let the hype fool you. You will get fucked up. Like, I'm like driving in the car. Like, I've gotten to the point I don't mean mug people no more. I don't get to the point of that. Like, what's why am I mean mugging you? I don't even know you.
Right.
I got road rage like a motherfucker.
Me too.
But other than that, but like I'm in a car and I'm driving, going to get the food, matter of fact. And this dude, I guess with his mom, a girl, whatever the hell it is, I don't know. He looks at me and I guess he's like trying to like create like this energy. I'm like, bro, I don't want your girl, nigga. Like, what the fuck? Right. She like smiling at me, nigga. If anything, like, I look at him like, and I smile at this nigga like, bro, really? You think you tough?
Yeah, you in a passenger seat. I'm too old to fight, so I'll shoot before I fight. But no, when it's like something like that, for sure, I'll definitely smile at her if she's being, you know, she's smiling at me, and I'll definitely look at him and at least give him a head nod or something and kind of a smile, you know, or something like that. Yeah, just to show I'm not a threat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm like, I look, and he like, I'm like, nigga, you in a passenger seat. I'm not about to fucking entertain you.
And I'm like, he one of them.
Yeah, like, you want to meme mug? Like, nigga, I'm not about to meme mug you back, nigga. I got way better shit to do with my time. Like, go get this food right quick, because I'm hungry as shit.
Right. Yeah, no
but
doubt.
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand it. Like, I truly am like, but that to them, like, that might be more of a comfort zone for him. Mm-hmm. To maybe establish dominance in a relationship. Like, I don't fucking know. Like, babe, see, I can protect you from anything. I'm saying, it's like,
I think of it as more like jealousy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you see a man smiling at your girl, you want to meet mug the guy. You know.
But that's something that you jealousy and insecurity. It's more of an insecurity.
Yeah, good point.
Because if you already felt like your girl,
jealousy
is your
girl, insecurity.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's jealousy leads to insecurity.
Facts.
Or does insecurity lead to jealousy? I don't fucking know.
That's a good question. Look,
I think we're not
hand in hand.
Yeah, I don't know which one leads to which one. Because now that's a compare and contrast. That's for your ass. I have no idea which is which. I don't know which is which. Might be in this bitch a little hour for this shit. We might have to
shit, that might be the next episode. For real.
We're gonna be in that bitch trying to figure that shit out for real.
Yeah, facts.
You think we was getting like some hate mail maybe for the last episode where we just couldn't understand fucking verbs and pronouns and shit. That shit really gonna get us.
Oh, and here's the fucked up thing about it too. I'm a fucking grammar Nazi. If you writing wrong, I judge you secretly, bro. I may not say it out loud, but I judge you secretly, bro. Yo, for real.
Well, you really send me this goddamn message with his L's and E's off?
Don't let me get on you. I'm gonna get on you for a second though.
What I do? I may roll some shit.
Yeah, nah. You want me to tell you on air or off? nah.
I'm
fucking with
you. I'm trying to think. What I did bad. Hold on. I write some shit because I get so to the point where, again, like we said before, sometimes you don't feel like writing some shit, bro. You get to the point where you just want to throw some shit out there, be like big ass L's, little E's, and just get the fuck on.
Nah, you right about that shit. No, but I feel like it's important to understand though, like you can be introverted, you know, kind of to bring back to the topic. Mm-hmm. You can be introverted and not necessarily be in your comfort zone because, you know, you hate the fact that you're introverted and you want to go out more. And there are times where obviously you're more comfortable being by yourself. You're more comfortable being quote unquote introverted, mm-hmm. and not talking to people. And so what about this? Do you feel like that people can force you to be introverted or force you out of a comfort zone?
Hell yeah. I think if they don't do it no more, but it's like,
yeah, too grown for it, right?
Yeah, like they don't force me out of it no more because they're like, if he comes out, he comes out. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
Oh, I see. So I'm glad you said that. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, if I go somewhere, if I don't, like it is what it is. But yeah, people can try to force you out of it. That's why I don't drink no more.
Damn, you used to drink?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Wow. But I stopped drinking because it was just like, it was too much. I was like, nah, I don't like this shit. Because it kind of did kind of get me out of the control, in a sense.
Okay.
So I kind of felt like, you know, drinking kind of took me out of my my comfort zone a little bit.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like being in control of my own fucking actions and thoughts.
Yeah.
Like everybody should. Like everybody should.
Yeah. Shit. I don't. I obviously I'm drinking now. Yes, it's the middle of the afternoon. I'm having a beer. Damn it! Don't judge me. That's only because it's my only day off out of the week. So, but you know, people can force you out of your comfort zone and force you to not be introverted, I guess. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I feel like sometimes that could be a good thing. But when it's a constant, come on over. Let's hang out. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. You know, and just constantly, constantly, constantly. Let's do something. Let's do something. Let's do something. It's like, no. I don't want to. No. I'm good. Thank you very much. No. You know what I mean?
Kiss my ass. No.
Yeah. And you know, but all right, so okay. One thing my mom I'll say that what I'm gonna say second. All right. Beer, alcohol to me is liquid courage, and I've told you this before. It actually allows me, it transforms me from being an introvert to being an extrovert. It allows me to like I said, to have that liquid courage, to have that courage to talk to people, smile with people a little more, talk to people a little more, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, one thing my mom told me way back when she left my dad and she had found another man and, you know, my stepdad and stuff like that, was that you're going to have friends and they're going to invite you to things constantly because they know that what you're going through. She said, go do it. It'll help you get past whatever it is that's in your mind or in your heart faster than at any moment ever in life. Cause once you get comfortable with not being with this person or, you know, not being in the same situation that you were in, then those calls are going to stop. You know what I'm saying? Because once they realize that you're good, then you're good. You know what I'm saying? At least good friends will continue to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? But that's the way it goes, man. Like, it transforms you. It transforms me. I can't speak for you. It transforms me from being this introverted person to being somebody that kind of just drops all the veils and allows me to even talk. I talk a lot more when I'm drinking. When I'm not drinking, it's just like, you know, I don't feel like saying nothing. There's nothing for me to really say, you know. But I think if we're, you know, again, going back to it, if we're going to be comparing and contrasting introverted to comfort zones, alcohol really plays a good tool to become extroverted. It really can. Even if you don't drink a lot, you have a drink or two or whatever it is, it does, you know, or you have a couple of beers or whatever, just to kind of tone all that shit down a little bit. And like I said, drop the veils and allows you to be able to just, you know, hey, this is what we're doing. You feeling a little better, feeling good. You know what I'm saying? You know, me, obviously, you know, and everybody knows it's all about the mushrooms and shit. So, you know, it is mushroom Monday. So if y'all got some mushrooms, please take them today. Let you know, send me your photos if y'all doing some mushrooms or whatever. Or, but it's introspective. If you're constantly in your head and you're constantly in your, you know, thinking about the things that you wish you could do versus the things you want to do or the things that you have to do, you know, that just the thought alone, honestly, can lead into a comfort zone. It can allow you to be like, yeah, I want to do this. I want to do that. Oh, man, that sounds so fucking fun. But you never do it. Mm-hmm. And then you're good until the next day. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, those kind of things. I don't know. I'm kind of lost in my thought because I forgot the point I was going for. But at the same time, it's just like, yo, you know, being introverted is not always a good thing. It's not always a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? You just got to find that common ground and be able to find your comfort zones. Cause I, you said you look at them as two different things. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, because I feel like your comfort zone is basically wherever you at and you feel comfortable. And if you're introverted, that could be at home. That could be at a bar. That could be, at a barbecue or something like that. But, you know, being introverted doesn't mean you're going to be talking to people. You know what I mean? Or being social necessarily. You're just there. You're just kind of existing. You're just taking up oxygen, if you will. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, introverted and in comfort zones, I feel like at the end of the day, being introverted, you kind of have the mentality, is me against the world, in a sense.
Okay.
Because you are standoffish.
Yeah.
So you already think nobody, you can't trust nobody, you can't really put your faith in nobody. So you kind of develop the me against the world mindset when you're introverted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you're not, and on top of that, you're not going to really give anybody an opportunity to maybe pull you out of that introvertedness. That's a word.
Yeah, but
comfort zone, I feel like a comfort zone, like you said, it could be anywhere. That's why I feel like it's more of a mental, because you know, you can make anything a comfort zone.
Facts.
Like, I think podcasting is a comfort zone. I think playing a game is a comfort zone. Yeah. Listening to music is a comfort zone, but that's more of a mental game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You need to clear out your mind. You need to clear out the basement, I guess you want to say it. You need to clear out, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's more, yeah, you need, that's a comfort zone for you. Because at the end of the day, you're thinking about ways to kind of become more open.
Mm-hmm.
I think a comfort zone is trying to figure out your openness. Like, yeah, you're trying to figure out how to actually have conversations with people.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because
that's alcohol, you know what I'm saying? Because it kind of drops all that, all those
But that's more of a yeah, you're in control of the intake of the alcohol, but sometimes you're not in control of what you say after the alcohol.
True. Just like they say, what's on your mind is mine, what's gonna come out.
Mm-hmm. With alcohol. So that's why I stopped taking alcohol, because I never really got drunk before, like crazy drunk, but mm-hmm. like pissing in the alley drunk.
Oh, but I have. Oh yeah. I just took a piss and y'all didn't even know it.
Yo. Yo, he got the bathroom down his legs. He just
pretty much. I'll show it to you later. Yeah, I got a whole setup.
Yeah. But I feel like more so, but I've never got pissy drunk. So that's why I felt like when I sobered up, when I was drinking back in the day, and I sober up, it's like I see people going crazy and I'm like the only one that's kind of like, I don't like this. I don't like this. Like, and I think that's the thing. Like, I would go out. If I do go out, I'm not drinking. I'm not doing any of that. Go out, sure, have fun. Y'all do what sure y'all want to do. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Because I need to have a clear mind. And that's the thing. Like you said, what's on your mind, you're going to probably now say it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna probably be real about it, and just and that could kind of derail a lot of relationships too, because really you can. Are now
it has,
and I'm saying, like, you're gonna be like, well, I was just drunk that night. No, you felt what you felt. Yeah, you felt what you felt. You knew that's some shit you've been wanting to say. You just didn't have the time to say it, right, or you couldn't say it in that moment. You couldn't say what you really wanted to say. Right. So yeah, I think that, you know, that I think yeah, liquid courage is cool, but it's at the same time, you gotta.
Yeah, yeah. There's boundaries to it for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Like I had a person ask me, okay, if you were, I want you to give me asshole Arce. What would asshole Arce tell me right now? And without any alcohol, I still didn't say the things that I wanted to say. Had I had a few drinks in me, it would have been a totally different conversation. You know what I'm saying? And it happens. That's the way it goes. Like, do you ever have podcast regrets? Have you ever said or done anything on a podcast that you look like, God damn it, I shouldn't have done that or said that?
Anytime I do the Tuesday night list with you guys,
oh, I don't God, say I have every Wednesday. I'm like, fuck, what happened last night?
I personally don't say shit, but y'all always say shit, and I'll be like, yeah, I'm keeping this shit in. That's I have no idea how to edit. Yeah, that's gonna be a very interesting. A very interesting day when it comes out.
Especially the end of that episode. Oof.
Oh, good God.
Oh, baby. My God. I said some things I probably should have just shut the fuck up. Y'all go check that out. Podcast Regrets. Tuesday nights with Brandon Janu.
But that's the thing. Like, I think that, like, no, I don't have any podcast regrets because I think I don't really try to put myself into shoes to have any.
Yeah, and plus you don't drink, so.
Nah, it's not that I don't drink. It's just because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm very free-flowing. Like, it is what it is. Like, that's why, I when I come and do podcasts, that's why I let you guys be yourselves. Why the fuck do I tell y'all to tone it down? Like, that makes no sense.
Right.
It makes no sense. That's what makes better content, if everybody's themselves. They come in, everybody's themselves.
Right, and I was going to say that. I was like, you know, you kind of get the real us. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing. And I think even when I do interviews, like, I hate, you know, that's why I curse in my interviews, even if somebody probably be like, oh, that's different. But that's what I want, because, like, I want to not feel, I want them to kind of get to the point where it's not restricted. They don't have to feel like they're restricted. Right. Like, I've had somebody come on there and be like, can I drink and smoke? I'm like, man, whatever the fuck is going to help you do this interview, do it.
I'm not about to tell you. I stopped asking. I'm like, yo, I'm not, it's not like I'm in your studio. What the fuck?
Like, nigga, we doing this house. Shit on Zoom. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to say, nigga, we doing this shit at Zoom. Nigga, what
this
the
is
fuck?
Me. Like, you this
gonna,
is my shit.
Like you gonna smell me. A smeet? Like, now you gonna smell a weed through the fucking, like, the podcast episode?
Right.
You get a
exactly.
Like, you gonna catch a contact high? Like, what the fuck? No. Do what you gotta do to get this interview right. Like, whatever you gotta do to make this interview sound good, then they can do it. I have no idea what you want me to tell you.
For
you
sure.
A grown ass man or woman? What am I gonna tell you? Like, seriously, what the fuck am I going to tell you? You're a grown-ass man and woman. What the fuck am I going to tell you? Nah, y'all good. No, do the fuck what you got to do to get your shit right. I don't give a fuck.
Right. And, you know, that's my comfort zone. I going through a podcast sober, completely sober, doing an hour, 2 hours, you know, or in your case, 4 hours. There's no fucking way I'm gonna be able to do that amount of time and without having a drink. You know what I'm saying? Or smoking a cigarette.
You know, I thought, you know, when you just said that, smoking a cigarette, Alistair Powers just quickly popped into my mind.
Why is that?
When I'm smoking a pancake. Oh shit.
You know what they call cigarettes over there in England, right?
Yeah, I did. We're not going to get canceled today, honestly. We're not going to get canceled. At least not during this hour. At least not during this hour of the podcast. We're not going to get canceled from this particular hour.
And do you know what they used to call a bundle of sticks, right?
Oh, okay, God. I'm not doing this shit today. Not doing this shit today. Somebody's got to keep the disclaimer. Somebody's got to put the disclaimer out there.
That's for a night show. Let's save that for
it. Yeah, Saturdays, Sundays, Tuesdays at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Right.
When I can put a disclaimer, he was drunk at 2 o'clock in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, do not take this seriously.
Yeah, facts. You will get canceled in a heartbeat, especially on YouTube. You won't. Spotify and Apple Pod, you good on those. It's the YouTube you would have to worry about.
Yeah, you man, how much we didn't talk about YouTube and shit, man, they can suck our dick. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Well, first thing I did when we got on Facebook, what I said.
Yeah, fuck them.
It's what it is, man.
Facts.
It is what it is. I think everybody has a comfort zone. And I think some people are introverted in some way, in shape, and form. They might not be outright introverted like we are.
Right.
But they are introverted in some way, shape, or form. I don't think people are just outright just fucking friendly. That shit is weird to me. If you're just outright friendly, something's wrong. Something is wrong. I don't know what it is, but something's wrong.
I'm friendly. I'm outright friendly.
with a couple drinks in you and a
no,
in
a, nah. To a stranger, I'm completely friendly to a stranger.
Okay, because you're never gonna see the motherfucker again.
Most likely. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, flat out, straight up. Yeah. So I try to pretend.
But there it is. See, friendly.
I pretend a lot.
Okay, then. See, that's the thing. I'll talk about like straight up trying to be like, hey, what's your name? What are you doing today?
I can give two fucking shits about.
All right, then. See, that is different. See,
yeah.
Friendly is different. See, friendly is like you're trying to like actually get to know this fucking person. You don't know this fucking person from pillar to post. You know the fucking person. Another fucking person.
Yeah.
So but that's what I'm saying. Like that to me makes me feel like if you're not a little guarded in some sense of the word, it is a little weird. That's just me.
It's very weird. And though, you know, you ever meet those people that's like super nice and hi, how you doing? All up in your face and trying to talk to you and all that shit. To me,
I think they're serial killers.
Thank you.
I think
they have a serious mental illness, so I stay away from that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think they're serial killers.
People like that.
Yeah, so people, if you're watching this, I don't know how many people are watching this Facebook right
zero,
now.
Zero.
If you jump in and you jump in our faces and be like, hi, how are you today? Are you good? Do you want a friend? It's like, no, I don't like you. I don't even know you.
Right.
you're kill me.
You're weird.
You're weird as fuck.
Yeah.
So weird. So weird. So weird.
Fuck that. I could never be that introverted, man. I like being left alone. I mean, extroverted, sorry. I like being left alone.
I really love it.
You know?
I love it.
And it fucks me up sometimes because when I feel like I want to be extroverted or when I feel it's more like I have nobody else to talk to because I've fucking put myself in such a box that I got nobody really to talk to physically. You know, I know I can fuck with y'all, you know, that kind of stuff. But
yeah,
and that helps a lot. But like somebody here, I can't go up to be, you know, to XYZ and say, yo, let's hang out tonight. You know what I'm saying? I don't got nobody like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And most of the time I don't want to hang out. Don't get me wrong. But that's because that I don't want to hang out. But when I do, it kind of fucks me up over.
And that's why I kind of also, I'm in the same space, I guess, mentally with it too. Because just like, I don't really go out and I don't really have nobody to call and talk to like that. So it's just like, so I just stay to myself. So when you do see something on Facebook, it's more so just kind of like a congratulations and I dip out.
Yeah.
Like it's not even,
it's like
it's not
we're
even
pretending.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? We're doing, it's not really pretending, but we're doing what we have to do in order to either push our podcast forward or do something in that effect. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think it's about my podcast. I just feel like it's just me just trying to show people I can care if I feel like it. Yeah. That's more of a, like, I can't care if I felt like it. Like, if I really did give a fuck, I probably could do it more, but I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, I really don't
It's
give a
hard.
Fuck.
It really is. It takes effort to care. Some people, it doesn't.
Oh, my God.
For some people, it doesn't, but for us, I think it does.
Oh, my God. It takes a lot
really
of energy.
It really does. Yeah,
it takes
man.
It takes
Sometimes
your fucking
we don't
energy.
Have that energy. Sometimes we ain't got it. Sometimes we don't want to. You know what I mean? It's crazy,
I mean,
like that.
Even if I got it, I still probably wouldn't do it.
Good point.
Even if I got it.
That's
too much energy to give out, man.
Because you're already into that introverted mindset. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I congratulate certain people. Like, if I see something on social media, I'd be like, oh, wow, they went to college? That's shocking. Okay. 100.
I didn't think you were smart enough to go to college.
I ain't say that now.
Yo, I'm a straight up asshole, bro.
Yo. I just graduated college. With your grades, motherfucker, you cheating off me. I know I wasn't shit.
What college you graduated from? Shit.
Graduated from McDonald's.
You got accepted into college?
I graduated from Burger King Academy and shit. What the fuck is going on with this shit?
You must have went through college through McDonald's. I get it.
I know Ronald McDonald House funded you, mother. I did not know that shit.
Oh, holy man. Shit. That's hilarious. Yeah. But, it gets like that, though, man. Go ahead.
But college, man. College, I think sometimes you forget, you know. But, I don't think everybody. If I see something and it's somebody I did, some respect, some type of relationship with, and you did graduate some shit, I always would show love to it. Like, it's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And like, it's surprising to see people gotta graduate from college. Not because I don't think you're smart, it's just some people I'm like, yo, like, damn, they went to college and they stayed, because I damn sure didn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Up to them like, wow, you actually did that shit, man. That's
my main thing. It's like, I couldn't do that shit. So, hats off, because school damn sure wasn't my curriculum. Facts. You know what I'm saying? I was sleeping in school.
We talked about it already, man. For real. Go back and listen to the past episodes.
By the way, I played my mom that episode, and she's like, you got away with a lot of shit that I did not know about.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Why are you playing this for your mom?
No. I don't play it at the second half. I play it just the first.
Okay.
I do not play it the second half. The first half, though, I play it the first half, and she's like, wait, you used to go to sleeping school? You're damn right.
Yeah. All day, every day.
First period to seventh.
Yeah.
Only time I was up was lunch, and that was it.
Now y'all know why we don't know what the difference is between a pronoun and a noun.
For real. Oh shit, English was like my second period. Oh man, I was ooh-wee.
Yeah.
All I can say is them. I don't know what the fuck was in them books, but I can tell you them books made a pretty good goddamn pillow.
I actually did like English. I did like English. I liked the teachers that I had all throughout. Okay,
I was about to say it had to be teachers.
It was all about the teachers, straight up. But that doesn't mean I know the difference between a pronoun and a noun, though. You know what I'm saying? Just because I liked it. And, I want to say particularly either 10th or 11th grade where you kind of got into plays, the Renaissance era. And we talked about Macbeth and Shakespeare and shit like that. Love that shit, yo. Love that shit, man.
Did I get into that fucking era? I don't even think I got into that era.
Nah, y'all did. You was just sleep.
I really fucking was sleep. Like, oh, jeez. I don't remember that shit at all, bro. I don't remember that shit at all.
What's funny is that they're teaching these kids now younger. So, the stuff that we learned in high school, they're learning in, middle school or elementary school now. It's wild.
I wouldn't be surprised by that. I think they probably should start teaching these kids all that shit at an age, because that shit gonna be by the wayside by the time they grow the fuck up.
Good point.
By the time they had kids, the Renaissance. What the fuck is the Renaissance?
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, what the fuck is a Renaissance? What the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. But I think it's important. Macbeth, man, I love Macbeth a lot, yo. Watching the play of Caesar. There was another. What's that one with the animated Angelina Jolie? And she came out of the water. She was like a witch in the movie. Beowulf. I love Beowulf, yo. Beowulf was such such a good story. Beowulf.
Yeah, Macbeth, what the fuck other one is? Romeo and Juliet, shit like that.
Romeo and Juliet, yep.
Shit like that, yep. Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. I used to love that shit.
All I did was watch the movies. I never watched the books. I couldn't get the movie. I can understand.
Yeah, when they when they roll in that TV on the cart, you knew like, oh shit,
yeah. I used to have English at first, like first period. I used to be pissed off. I had to go through the rest of the day, and I had that energy. Exactly what it was. I had no energy after that shit.
How many classes did you have a day?
Seven.
Yeah. See. Okay. So you didn't have a block schedule where you had like four classes for this semester, classes for that semester, that kind of shit.
See, kids got that shit now.
Now.
I had that shit. Yeah, I had your ass was in school from 6 a.m., 6:30, 6 a.m. to like 2:33.
Facts.
That was your school day.
Shit. Yep.
That was your school day. That was it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now these kids getting college schedules. I'm like, what the fuck? You get one day where you go full class, next day you go three. I'm like, nigga, how is that possible?
They have A and B days now. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? When the fuck was this when we was in school? We had to go through the whole fucking day threatening to choke a motherfucker. Right. They talked to us the wrong way. Like,
it was like 45 minutes of class, and you're constantly moving from class to class after every 45 minutes.
Big ass fucking hallway and jumbled fucking traffic and shit. You wonder why niggas snap and punch the person in the face.
The class is like an hour and a half, 2 hours and shit each.
It's like college. Yeah. It's college. It's like, good God. I wish, man. What if we would have? What if?
I always tell people, I think I grew up in the wrong generation. If I grew up in this generation now, boy, oh boy, I'd be king.
We'd still be fucked up.
Good point.
We'd be way worse.
Probably.
It'd be way worse. Probably.
Yeah, you don't know. That's true.
Fuck the one people planes. We trying to throw fucking real bombs at motherfuckers in the planes.
Like,
fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. I'm just throwing real shit at people. Got a big ass fucking rock in the classroom. Who the fuck threw a rock at Jimmy?
Right.
Me.
Putting tax on the teacher seats and shit. Make them sit down on tax. Oh, man.
Yo, I said it was a menace. Nah. I was just thinking whoopee cushion. You think about tax. You trying to put a sweat in their ass.
Nah, hell yeah, man. And, you know, I'm short. So back then, I definitely had a Napoleon complex. Now I don't. I don't have it. You know what I'm saying? But back then, oh boy, I did.
I'm 5'4". I'm not going no fucking higher. I am 5'4". That is the way I was. That is just the way it is. I can't do shit about it. Right. I can't do shit about it.
And it was fucked up as Napoleon was shorter than us.
Napoleon was like, what, 3 foot?
Like 5 foot one, 5 foot two or some shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
and it was short as shit.
Yeah.
I was like, I can understand why he was trying to kill and do
Napoleon shit. Napoleon Bonaparte. There was different Napoleons, but they had Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah. Yeah. The French motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember him. The rest of the shit. I have no clue.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's wrap this one up.
Want to do plugs?
Let's do plugs. After you, sir.
All righty. Brand new show. Available right now on podcast platforms, YouTube channel. Season 5 is officially upon us. We are in season 5. Episode 4. Is out right now with my brother RSA and couple amazing podcasters, Pillow Talk with the T, Grown Ass Folk, and of course, What the Shit podcast. We are all doing what we do best, talk shit and not give a fuck, and putting out a list that some people might deem very, 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 very Shia LaBeouf.
Controversial, aka controversial. Shia LaBeouf is controversial, I guess.
Very, very Shia LaBeouf.
That's the new shit. That's the new shit. Yo, he acted Shia. My bad.
He's transforming on us, bro. I don't appreciate that shit. He digging holes for us. I appreciate that shit, bro.
Yo, okay. If y'all watch it tonight, it comes out tonight. Please go watch it. It's on the Brandon Janu.
It's out right now.
Hey, oh, it's okay. Right. Oh, yeah. Not Monday at midnight, but midnight, yeah, it's tonight. Monday. I got you. My fault. Y'all gonna see. All right. So what the shit, Mr. DC? What he does? He has affiliate program, and he actually gives out movie codes. And he's got a couple codes for the new Sonic 2. And I was like, hey, man, yo, I got kids. I would love a code for Sonic 2. He's like, nah, go watch Holes.
Oh, oh, that shit was amazing. That was He's good. Like, yeah, I would. He's like, I would, but my kids would love that shit way more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, brand new show on podcast platforms, YouTube channel, shit, TikTok, Patreon. I got so much shit. Of course, Urban Boulevard, shout out to y'all. Use the code Brandon.30. I'm a brand ambassador for their clothing line. Go there. And if you find something you like, buy it. 30% off. And fuck, I don't know what else to say.
Brandon.30. I don't know if
Brandon.30.
Yeah.
Did I?
I don't think so.
And also, like always, Dark Therapy Sessions, YouTube channel, Gmail. Send us FMKs. Funny videos, would you rather? We haven't done a would you rather in a minute. We need to do one.
We have not done a would you rather.
That was like the third, fourth episode.
Would you rather watch Holes or Sonic 2?
To be continued. To be continued. But and also tonight, another episode dropping 11 Central Time, midnight Tuesday, I guess, Eastern Time, or Tuesday midnight Eastern Time. Another episode drop, episode 5. I'm talking to a motivational speaker who is an amputee, lost his leg after getting shot 6 times. So it was pretty cool to sit down and talk to him. So that comes out tonight. Shout out to Donnie Kush. So that's coming out tonight. And of course, another episode right after that, tomorrow night, Blood in the Water. I'm talking about the late Kevin Samuels and how this generation is so overly sensitive that we forgot the main thing about being sensitive, and that is compassion and, you know, respect for the dead, because you motherfuckers have none of that nowadays. None. Crazy. RC.
I guess I'll take the last leg.
Oh my God. I lied to them. God damn, I lied to this show. I knew it. God damn. Oh my God.
Follow me on Instagram, Arsay Senior. That's RSAYSR. You can watch the Dark Therapy Session, the Skank Bank podcast with me and Kyle, the Let Up with me and Jay Christian from the Cognac Room, and my very own podcast called the Arsay Podcast. I'm only doing those on Patreon. Those are Patreon exclusive for now at patreon.com/Arsay. And just like Brandon said, darktherapysession@gmail.com. Send us your fucked up videos, your FMKs, and would you rathers. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're in the works, and hopefully we will be on a network here soon. Keep a lookout for that, rather. I said Patreon. Yep, that's it. That's all I got, man. Y'all go check that out, and please follow me on Instagram for any further updates. Appreciate that. Okay. Time. It is time for our FMKs. Would you rathers? No, let me stop. We ain't got no would you rathers today, but today's FMKs is fuck, marry, kills. If you don't know what that means, we've chosen 3 women where we have to fuck one, we have to marry one, we have to kill one. I'm not going to say again who brought up these, but nonetheless, here we are.
Yeah, guys, said my face telling the story. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you actually did throw out a name, so I will give you some of that credit because you did throw out the name.
I did throw out one name, one out of three, I guess, and that's the way it's going to work out today. Today we have Zoe Kravitz, we have Rosario Dawson, and Jennifer Lawrence. Oh. Mr. Brandon, who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Oh, my God. I'm marrying Rosario Dawson. That's, like, obvious. That's, like,
that's class. That's class.
That's fucking, that's top shelf. You cannot fuck up that. That is marriage. Done deal. Now it's about the fucking. Yeah, that's wifey. Yep, they were good. I'm good. Yep, I'm good. I am good. Oh, good God.
Man, oh, man.
What was that movie she was in? She was like full frontal. Oh, good God.
I don't even know. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was like,
damn, I forgot the name of it.
I forgot the fucking name of it.
Yeah.
Man,
oh, man. Boricua's representing up in this bitch.
All right. I'm fucking Zoe.
That's understandable.
Zoe. I'm fucking Zoe. Yep.
Yeah. Shout out to her. She's in the new Batman. She plays Catwoman.
I think I'm fucking her more so because she looks just like a mom. That's probably why.
You think? She's very close. She's very close to what her mom looks like. That's for sure.
She looks so fucking like her mom, bro.
Yeah.
We really gotta do that one. We really gotta do that type of effort.
Mom versus daughter, FNK.
You know what? Might just do like mom's edition.
Ooh, mom's edition, FNK. Okay, yeah. I'm with it. Like, I'm with it.
Lisa Bonet, and we're gonna have to find two other moms that we like. Yeah, they can get it.
Damn, you're killing Jennifer Lawrence.
I gotta kill Jennifer Lawrence, man.
I don't want to.
And then, like, as long as you pull up the new photos, we good. But other than that,
I can if you want me to.
I just go to here
and just add nude to it.
You're not about to influence my goddamn pick. We're good. I'm going Zoe. Fuck Zoe. And then I'm going to kill Jennifer Lawrence. I don't want to.
Man. Yeah, this is where we're going to differ. We're differing.
I know we're going to differ.
I'm definitely marrying Jennifer Lawrence. I think, God damn, she's just so fucking fine. I'm telling you, man. That movie that she did with the dude from Jurassic Park and Guardians of the Galaxy, where they were stuck in space.
Yeah, Passenger, I think his name.
That's it. The Passenger. There was just something about her. She was a writer. And my gosh, she was just so goddamn sexy in that movie, man. For real, for real.
The Red Sparrow, some shit like that.
Red Sparrow, she was good in that too. Hell, didn't she get raped in that, or am I tripping?
I think the dude was trying to and she fucking killed him.
That's right. She was in the room and she was like an agent or some shit, killed him. Right. Fucking Rosario Dawson all day. I'm gonna have to kill Zoe Kravitz, yo. As pretty as she is, man, I mean, she's pretty, but I really do think her mom is prettier. I really do. There's just something about her. You know, everybody, you know, there's just so much hype around her. And I don't like all that hype. I ain't even going front.
That was a lot of hype around Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, but she's worth it. Don't be talking about my wife like that, bro. No, but seriously,
are you killing my side? Like you killing my side? I mean, come on, man.
No, she's fine. No, Zoe Kravitz, I'm not taking anything away from her. She's fine as hell, for real, for real. She's short. You could tell she's short too. And that's, to me, is attractive. I don't want you, you know, tall women like Rosario Dawson, yo, you know, being short and shit. That gives me Napoleon complex right there. You know what I mean? I ain't even going front.
I care less. I tall, short, I give no fucks.
I hear you. but yo, Rosario, she's been on the scene for so long. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I'm gonna have to tear it up. She's got a banging ass body, pretty as
still.
Hell.
Still, damn.
Still, hell yeah, still.
She had better age. Like, that's the...
That's a good point. Yeah.
She had better age. Am I not on that trip yet? Like,
nah, yo. I used to say the older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Hey, she had better age, bro. Like, god damn.
Oh, man. All right, so you are marrying Rosario, is that right?
Yep.
And you're fucking Zoe and you're killing Jennifer.
Yeah.
Where I am marrying Jennifer, I am fucking Rosario and I'm killing Zoe. That is our FMKs for today, for this week.
I am so not happy about these FMKs right now. Then we probably do a mom edition. Oh my God.
Yo, I wish we could have had all three, for real, for real. Like, I wish I just could have all three. Simple as that. I mean, shit. Imagine if all three of them came up to you and wanted to fuck you right now. Right now. You think you can handle it? All three.
All three together?
All three together, yep.
I'm going to have to pop some Viagra. That shit. I'm getting it done.
I'm getting it done.
Fuck that. That's the one of the lifetime chance. I'm definitely popping some Viagra. I'm popping Viagra like a motherfucker. Like,
hell yeah.
I'm not losing this chance at all. Fuck that.
Yeah, hell yeah. Facts.
I don't know what I had to do. But I'm going to do something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got to pop Viagra anyway now. That's a whole different subject.
Next time on Dark Therapy Session.
Viagra.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Oh man. Well, right. That was fun. Interesting conversation, man. I, you know how I love this shit. I love being able to do this with you, man, every single week. And if you guys want to sponsor an episode, please contact us at darktherapysession@gmail.com. We're definitely looking for sponsors, any and all sponsors. It doesn't matter if you're a small company, big company, it doesn't matter. Hit us up, seriously, if you're interested in sponsoring us. Right now, Mr. Brandon, can you please summarize this episode? As best as you can. We was kind of all over the place with this one.
We was definitely all over the place, but we'll try my best to do my best to do what we do best.
That's right.
And that shit made any sense. If that shit made any sense, then it made sense.
It made sense to me.
All right. So today's topic was... introverted versus comfort zone. I think sometimes, like I said, I think introverted is more of a physical action. I think you're more so physically outright saying, I want to, you know, kind of be on my own. You kind of set the standard of like, I don't really like being around a crowd of people. So you try your best to do whatever that is. And that's more of an introverted thing to me personally. Whereas comfort zone is more of a mental, because at any point in time, you could find your comfort zone in anything. I mean, some people go to art studios and paint with other people, and that's their comfort zone. They love, because art is their comfort zone. It isn't just the people around them. It's the comfort zone of being in an art studio and painting with people. So, you know, comfort zone is more of a mental thing. And I feel like that we live right now in a world where introverted and comfort zones kind of compare and contrast itself, I hate to say it, because we don't know sometimes. Again, we live in a world nobody really knows what the fuck they're looking at or really what they're experiencing. So they think everything's the same. And FMKs. Listen, I say might not like you, but I fuck with you, Zoe Kravitz. Let me tell you, I'm gonna shoot my shot. I gotta shoot my shot.
Wait, go ahead and throw me under the bus. I see how it is.
Just you like threw me under the bus. Yeah, I was saying, like, you threw me under the bus. So let me go ahead and shoot my shot. Zoe Kravitz, I don't care. I like you. I like you a lot. If you even need me to say I like you more than your mom, it's going to be a little hard. But a little difficult. But I fucks with you.
She's her, the younger version.
I fucks with you. So, yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, I don't want to kill you, especially as you as Mystique in X-Men First Class, which is kind of ironic because you and Zoe Kravitz was both in that movie together, which I can't even watch that movie because it's just like, God damn. I can't even watch that movie at certain points. It's just like, God damn. And Rosario Dawson.
Facts.
That's all I can say. You ever seen Daredevil and like Luke Cage? Oh, yeah. And I guess just wrapping it all up, man. Dark Therapy Sessions. This is our Jordan episode, 23 Jordan episode. So,
facts.
You know, so man, just like Jordan, sometimes he wasn't always the greatest. He wasn't always on his A game every game. But eventually when you get to a point where you're consistent with your performance and you know what you're doing every day, it becomes second nature. So everything that you do is kind of obvious. You know what the person's coming in with. You know what the person's going to attend with. And, you know, that's kind of how I feel about us. We kind of just come in the second nature. We know where we're going to go in. Yeah, we're going to talk. We're going to get emotional sometimes here and there. We're going to open up. But then we're going to get back to the dark. And that's why it's called dark therapy. Because we, at the end of the day, need to laugh just as much as we probably need to cry sometimes. Nice. And that's what I love about this episode. That's what I love about this podcast. And that's what I love about my brother RSA. Because he lets me come on here and be honest and be myself. And just like tomorrow night, God Almighty help us. So, God Almighty help us. I don't know what they're going to do. But I do know one thing. It's going to be funny as shit. So I hope you guys tune in next week for that episode. Like today's episode, go listen to that. And thank y'all. And this has been Dark Therapy Session. It's now closed. Peace.
I'll let y'all. Peace.